The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, you've got a special event happening tonight. Of course, things are being done differently in many cases, and this is another example.
Right. This is our first opportunity to go on to Facebook Live with an author and talk about her work. We had hoped with some of our authors, of course, we'd bring them into the library and had hoped we'd be able to do that, but no. So we're going to take it in a new direction, and I'll be on Zoom with her so we can interact, but then we're going to post it on Facebook Live so anybody can watch the event. You don't have to have a Facebook account to watch. It'll be about 45 minutes to an hour long. We'll get to know about her book, and there's an opportunity to ask some questions.
So tell us more about the author and the book.
Well, the author is Jennifer Greer. She lives out on the Oregon coast now, has such an interesting background. She grew up in California and really has traveled the world as a journalist, came back to Medford and raised her children, and now, again, lives on the Oregon coast. The book is called A Desperate Place. This is her debut thriller. I'm always really excited when someone makes that leap into a big-time publisher who will take their work and publish it. And this has happened for her. And it seems like this is going to be the first of a series. I'm so excited to learn more about her and this series.
So talk about the book and what the story is about.
Yeah, and A Desperate Place is a thriller, no doubt about it. There is a mystery behind it, but it is action-packed. It takes place down in the Medford area, and it's a little unusual in that it focuses on two main characters. We have a journalist, not surprising. She's taking some of her life experience into this character named Whit McKenna, whose husband has died, and she's raising her daughters, and had a not great end to her journalism career, but is trying to get back into it at the Medford paper. And so she's working in a new world with videos, and you have social media, and she is a hardcore print journalist, but trying to, you know, figure out this new way of sharing the news. And she's working on a story. A famous actress who lives in the area has died. And so she's trying to get the scoop. Of course, you're always, as a journalist, trying to get the scoop, and she really does. And that brings the lens onto her from the media. They recognize her from her past, and she's trying to navigate that. Well, the other character works for the Medford Police Department as a medical examiner. It's a different kind of role. And when I asked Jennifer about this, she said that she took it from someone who actually does this work down in the Medford area. It's a Medford medical examiner detective. Most towns don't have this kind of position, but she worked with the person down in Medford to kind of get a handle on this kind of position. So Katie Riggs is that detective, and they have become best friends. And so they play off each other. They both have pasts. Because it's a little bit different in that you're flipping from one of the characters to the next, really keeps your interest through the whole thing.
Wow. And it's also, I understand when you mentioned it once before, there's some things mentioned in Medford that, having lived there once myself, I might find interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's so important, I think, in the best mystery thrillers, is you create almost another character with this place. And so these characters are going to Ashland. They talk about Jacksonville. They're in Medford a lot. There's a lot of driving to some remote locations, to a famous spa. And if you have any familiarity with that area, it's going to be a really comfortable kind of read for you.
Yeah, and I know exactly what spa you're talking about. So Well, I'm very fascinated about it tonight. We don't want to tell too much of the story because you want to hear what the author has to say tonight. So again, give people the information about how to connect in with this.
Right. So you're going to go on to Facebook Live or to our Facebook account at Roseburg Library, and the Facebook Live will pop right up. We'll be on live about 6:28. We won't start the program till 6:30, and you can watch the entire thing. If you have a Facebook account, you can comment, so you can ask questions that I will share. I'll moderate the question piece. If you don't have a Facebook account and you want to ask a question, email me ahead of time. I am at kwiley@cityofroseburg.org, kwiley@cityofroseburg.org, and I'll be sure to get your question to Jennifer.
And definitely, this is a socially distanced, smoke-free event.
Absolutely. You know, with all this devastation happening, especially here locally, and then, of course, we have the Medford area, maybe you could take just a few minutes to kind of relax and do something a little bit different and just check out some escapism reading.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes when I have a free evening or most of it, I like to be outside. And I apparently made a suggestion last night about eating outside for dinner somewhere, and my wife just went, what?
Right.
You know, do you want to sit out here and get more smoke? It's like, well, no, actually I don't. I talked to Dr. Dannenhofer. He had explained the ramifications of too much exposure to the smoke. So staying inside again, here we go, but for a different reason. And you get to do it in your own home and interact with an author, though. And I'm sure these live stream events are going to become more common for libraries, even post-COVID.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a bit of the new direction for us. There is some simplification with it. We have the technology piece, but we don't have to coordinate schedules to get people to drive here. So that eases up some of the logistics. Next week, September 17th at 6:30, we're having a live stream event with on the women's suffrage movement with Eliza Canty Jones from the Oregon Historical Society. So we're just launching a whole slew of programs over the fall. If you check our website at RosebergPublicLibrary.org, you can see the events list under the events tab.
All right, Chris Wiley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.